Hello guys, it's Derek Tafuma here. Welcome to the Derek Tafuma Show. So another day, another 1,000 words. I've just gone through and written another blog post, 1,000 words long. And I was talking about time. And the reason I was talking about time, and I think talking about time is long overdue. As a physicist, I know that we are still working on a practical application of time travel, okay? Although we do time travel every day when we move from one place to another place with a different time zone, we're actually time traveling. But can we go back in time to our childhood, or can we move forward in time? And that is the question that most people, especially the general public, will consider that as science fiction. But physicists say there is no law of physics which prevents that from happening. But it is still a long way before we can actually put it into practice, maybe thousands of years. Anyway, on a smaller scale, what we need to realize about time is that it's one of those resources that is difficult to, in fact, it's impossible to get back time once you've lost it. What you can do is start again and try to avoid the mistakes of the past, but you can't really take back your time. And so it's important that we realize just how precious time is. And my blog post is entitled Time is the New Currency, which means that you can look at time as some kind of monetary value, because and it's much more than monetary value. It's a currency on its own, just like money is a currency, and time is also subject to the same pressures of supply and demand. Okay, so the quicker we can do something, the more we can charge for it, and all that. And so I was thinking of time, especially with the advent of social media, and how social media is allowing us to communicate or to connect with a lot of people. People we know from our childhood, people we've never met, but we're now good friends on social media. The thing is that every one of those people has a smartphone and has an internet connection, which means that practically they can produce content just like I'm producing content now. You are listening to it, but in listening to this content, you've actually taken some time out of doing something else. So this is why I appreciate it when people listen to my content and when they comment, because I know that they could be listening to somebody else, or they could be commenting on somebody else, or they could be producing their own content instead of listening to mine. So the fact that they've taken time to listen to mine means that I need to show the appreciation, and I need to be thankful for the time they are spending on consuming my content. So the best way to pay you for listening is to give you some really good content, is to provide the best value for your time, not for your money, but for your time. Okay, so that was the main thing to say. Look, there is a lot of social media out there. There's a lot of demand for your time. On Facebook, if someone goes live on Facebook, you see the notification come in that so-and-so is on Facebook Live, and you're tempted to click. And if you're not careful, you'll be consuming content all day. You'll be watching YouTube videos, you'll be browsing the internet, you'll be looking at pictures, you'll be listening to anchor waves, you'll be doing all sorts of things besides creating something. Okay, so we really need to be careful that we don't overconsume to the extent that we give ourselves no time to create anything, because the only legacy that we can leave is the content that we produce. Okay, so think about how you are using your time, and see.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.